At 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, we do this every second Monday. Let's get down to business. Yeah, we get down to business and we go straight to the top, the CEO of the Colac Chamber of Commerce, Georgia Theodoros. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Having a little boogie there to my intro music.
Yeah, I love a bit of Tiesto. Hey, Georgia, sun was out over the weekend. People were out and about the southwest. What can you report from our local traders who are back open, limited capacity, but I'm sure they probably had a decent weekend in terms of customers coming through their doors?
Wasn't it just a gorgeous weekend? Beautiful and sunny and wonderful. And the wonderful thing was people were definitely out in force. So had feedback come through from my little group that I get feedback on of a Sunday to let me know how the weekend went. So Colac, very, very busy, particularly on the Saturday. One business owner describing it as pumping, which was excellent to see. Reports in from Apollo Bay as well. Those traders were quite happy with more foot traffic down there, everybody going to see our beautiful bay. Through the Otways, where I am, a lot of people out and about seeing the gorgeous and wonderful treasures we have around here.
Yep.
So, again, all of this in the context of we're still trading under very strict conditions, but as good as could be expected in the situation we find ourselves in.
100%. Also saw on some Instagram stories, Piano Bar looked like it was a good time over the weekend as well. So people were out and about. What I did read though, Georgia, was, and this was down in Warrnambool, one pub had to knock back 56 people trying to get in on Saturday with Melbourne licenses. Now look, this is a tricky one because there could have been some people who got out to a holiday house before the lockdown started, essential workers, but I don't think that essential workers would be allowed to go to the pub. So 56 seems like a hell of a lot of Melbourneites trying to get in to have a beer down in Warrnambool. Did you hear anything from some of our local businesses here in the southwest?
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Just terrible, and you know, exposing our regions, you know, to the danger of shutdown. So it makes me extraordinarily annoyed when we hear that. Look, as yet, I haven't had any feedback come through of us having similar situations as yet. But I'm sure throughout the day, if there is anything, it'll come through. Obviously, last time we had some Brightonites trying to get served at Culture. Sorry, not at Culture, at Gravity Cafe, and the wonderful proprietor there turn them away. So just be vigilant, everybody. We need to do that to protect our local economy.
Tough for our businesses. I mean, no one's really trained as security guards, but that's sort of what they've been asked to do. So it is tough, because then if they do let them in, the fines fall on the businesses as well. So it's frustrating when we have Melbourneites doing the wrong thing. And we've just been talking about the sunny weekend. We're going to play The Weeknd now. It's called Take My Breath on Mix Brekkie. Stick around. We are talking to Georgia Theodoros, the CEO of our local Chamber of Commerce.